Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Burrott. Batting second. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. And now, play ball. Larry Burrott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Spangler moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig juggles the ball. That's an error on Craig. Lillis moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lillis scores. Bruce moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Brautite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brautite is 0 for 1 in the game. Brautite hits a line drive into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Craig covering, for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brautite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lillis moves to second. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruce for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness strikes out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran is hit by the pitch. Hickman moves to second. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry strikes out. 2 outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to third. Moran moves to second. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Larry Burrott. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Bruce's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cliff Cook now playing third base. Ron Hunt now playing second base. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spangler bunts towards first. Harkness juggles the ball. That's an error on Harkness. Temple moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Sherry interferes with Runnels, who is awarded first base. Temple moves to third. Spangler moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple scores. Spangler scores. Runnels moves to second. It's 3-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Staub moves to second. 1 out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte juggles the ball. That's an error on Aspromonte. Hunt moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. Bateman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cranepool out. 1 out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 2 in the game. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to third. 2 outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 2 in the game. Harkness takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Gaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran misplays the ball. That's an error on Moran. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Moran strikes out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherry strikes out. Two outs. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Craig is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman who is chasing the ball. Aspromonte reaches third base with a triple. Runnels goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Astros. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Carl Warwick now playing right field. Rusty Staub now playing first base. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruce bunts towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunt covering, for the out. Bateman moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 3 in the game. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harkness for the out. Snider moves to second. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Choo-Choo Coleman pinch hits for Al Moran. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is hit by the pitch. Charlie Neal pinch hits for Norm Sherry. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Snider moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Al Jackson pinch runs for Charlie Neal. Chris Canizaro pinch hits for Roger Craig. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Snider scores. Coleman scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 4-2, Astros. Chico Fernandez pinch runs for Chris Canizaro. Don McMahon now pitching. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Cold Stadium in Houston.